Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. So, it may sound different this week. I am actually recording my podcast while sitting outside. I've been doing some grounding. I hope that the sound is clear. I hope that it's not windy or chaotic. I hope that you can hear me loud and clear. But hello, everyone. This week's episode may not reach 15 minutes. I usually try to do an average of 15 minutes for every episode, at least 15 minutes. This one might be short and sweet, but it might, you know, I might get a little long-winded and carry this on out to 15 minutes. But what was at the forefront of my mind and what has been a reoccurring theme for me to think about, to consider, to prioritize in my thought process for the past, I would say, week and a half, has been the importance of being present and the importance of being grateful and being able to take in what is around you right now in this very moment. Who is around you right now in this very moment? I've had the beautiful opportunity to be able to spend time with some of my favorite people in the past couple of weeks. Friends, family, loved ones, children. I'm the auntie. I don't have kids. So every now and again, I need my baby fix. And I got my baby fix with nieces and nephews and cousins and, you know, just getting my cup refilled. And as I've been having moments where I'm surrounded by beautiful things and beautiful people, I've been reminded of the importance of being able to take in every moment. A lot of times we get caught up in routines. We get caught up in the hustle and bustle of our day-to-day lives. We get caught up in even trying to reach goals, trying to meet a mark that we have for ourselves, trying to heal from the past, trying to do all of these things that may be important, that may be beneficial, that may be pressing for us to tend to. But I would just like for you to take some time this week, to take some time out of your schedule to just be present. Be present with yourself. Be present with your surroundings. Be present with the people around you. Take a moment to close your eyes, to hear the sounds that are around you. Take in the sounds. Take in the smells. Open your eyes. Look at what's around you. Look at what captivates your attention. And then taste something, have some food, have some wine, drink something that you enjoy. But be present with your senses. Give yourself a moment and an opportunity to, of course, practice gratitude, because I feel like gratitude is my favorite thing in the world. But practice gratitude, but also look at the beauty of now. Practice presence. I'm the type of person that makes goals for myself. And I've always had this habit of making annual goals since I was young. My parents used to tell me and my siblings to write down our goals, write down our dreams, write down our hopes and aspirations for the future. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a powerful thing. Words are powerful. You know, I believe 100% in saying what you want to see. Declare what you want to see. The things that you desire to see manifest in your life, you should write it down. You should say it. You should speak it. And in that, I spend so much time leaning into, what do I want for myself? What do I see for myself? What do I desire for myself? And my energy and my attention, more often than not, I spend a lot of time thinking about future and future plans and future goals. And I think it's a beautiful thing. But also in adulting and in growing and in evolving, I've spent a lot of time thinking about my past. Going to therapy, it was a lot of conversations about my past, working through past traumas, working through past situations or past experiences that I may have suppressed or I may have put on the shelf to tend to later. And what was being missed in all of these things is making time for the present. I would like to challenge you, and I would like to extend the invitation to you to make time for the present, to give yourself permission to get out of your head, to give yourself permission to get out of giving the inner critic within yourself permission to take over and tell you what you shoulda, coulda, woulda. Release yourself from judgment, because that's one of the things that I learned in therapy, is that some of the phrases that I used as a habit in my vocabulary were words like should've, could've, would've. And I gained a perspective that using language like that actually is a form of judgment on yourself. And what happens when we don't give ourselves acknowledgement or permission to be present with the present is that sometimes we give power to thoughts that don't need power or should not get more power than they deserve in the present. So rather than sound repetitive and rather than be in a position where I repeat the same things, because I'm a repetitive person, because I believe in the power of repetition. I believe that when I learn something, when I'm trying to gain perspective or understanding on something, I repeat it so that it sticks, so that it's something that stays. But what I will leave you with today is remembering the power of the present, being present with the present. I've heard people say that the greatest gift is the present. And so I want to extend to you a moment. And we could pause and we could do this together. I'm going to guide you in a bit of meditation. So if you will entrust me with a moment of intimacy, I would ask for you to close your eyes if you can. And if you can't, you could come back to this. But close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it. Now exhale through your mouth. And do it again. Inhale. Hold it. Exhale. What do you hear? What do you feel on your fingertips in this very moment? What do you feel beneath your feet? What do you smell? What do you taste? If you are in a position where you can see, where you can smell, where you can hear, where you can touch, where you can taste, you're a walking miracle. there is someone who is listening at this very moment that may not be able to do the things that you could do right now. So practice gratitude. Can you taste? Can you touch? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you feel? Can you walk? Do you have a place to lay your head? Do you have people in your life that love you? These are things to be grateful for. And these are things in the present that we could overlook in our busyness and in our routines and in our day-to-day because we think these things are owed to us somehow. But nothing is owed to us. It is all a gift. Things we have, who we are, where we are, these are all gifts. So, lean into the present a bit more in your day-to-day life. Lean into the beauty of your present reality, understanding that the present is a gift, that you are a gift, your existence in this world at this time is a gift, and it serves a purpose. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Listen to me being tongue-tied. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope that it resonated with you. I hope that you had a moment of stillness with yourself. And I hope that this is something that you will practice as a habit in your routine. Be present with yourself.